Hello and welcome to The Merchant's Way. Now, in our last program, I gave you a feel for the surrounding area, and we'll basically continue on that flow. Now, in doing so, just to reiterate, I shall remind you, one of the things we continuously say is our interconnectedness about that magic word for us, recognition. Because if you cannot recognize something, you cannot realize anything from it. So having done so, we really need to be able to recognize what's going on around us. It's not just about art. It's not just about architecture, but it also has to be when something affects that. And ironically, I think we ended last week on the business of what actually that the house drew us to this area. And then we started to obviously familiarize ourselves with the area. And our market town is Grantham. Now, Grantham is a delightful ancient market town. And, at the moment, it's on its belly, and I don't mind telling you, it's on its belly. When we first came here, and this was over 33 years ago, it was still quite a vibrant town. The soul hadn't been ripped from it. But over the years, we've had an enormous shopping center built. And that actually, in doing so, that served notice to Grantham at the time. And she's never recovered. She's been lying there, needing to be resuscitated. Now, we're at a point where the planners, the councillors are talking about building another retail park on the south. So we have a retail park basically to the north. They're now wanting to build one to the south. I promise you, I could be completely wrong, and I stand to be corrected, but I can promise you that if this goes ahead, it will be the final nail in the coffin for Grantham Town Centre, which, if any Granthamians are out there watching this, I'm appealing to you, do not take this lying down, because it's not about you. It's about the next generation, your little kids, your grandkids, theirs to come. We will have let them down. Now think about this. The world is moving on. We're seeing online shopping. Why are we spending our taxpayers' monies to build more retail parks when they're not working? They're empty. You walk around these places and they're empty. The size of our community, I know what they think. They think they're going to draw hordes of people into this area. I promise you they're not. About 50 miles from here to the north, we've got another enormous place called Meadow Hall. There are too many. They're not working. And they kid the local people by telling them they're going to have high-end materials. I won't even give oxygen to the name of the high-end stuff they say, because it's a nonsense. It does not work. We are moving towards online shopping. So why are we spending our monies in a nonsensical way? We get these councillors foisted on us, and they come here, and I think someone, and it's either their girlfriend or their mothers, have told them that if they get a platform and they dress nicely and roll their sleeves up and wear a nice tie or even not wear a tie to make the people feel that they're on their side, they're one of them, they'll be able to convince them. Well, I can tell you, I remember, and ironically, I was reading our new chief executive to this area. I read an interview in our local paper about him. This is an interview he gave. And if memory serves me right, he says he's from Doncaster. Doncaster is approximately 50, 60 miles from here. Now, because I travel the country an awful lot, I travel the whole of the country. I sometimes stop off in places and I strike up conversation with people because I want to get the mood of what's happening. And I stopped in Doncaster about 3 months ago and I met some very disgruntled people. Now, I read in this interview that he was the mayor, deputy mayor of that place. And you know what the sad irony is? Just outside of Doncaster, there is a little town called Bawtry. I stumbled onto this place because I was traveling north and there was an enormous tailback of traffic, so we were diverted. And we were diverted through this town. And I thought, oh my God, this is like a pocket of civilization. And I stopped and wandered around the town, had tea and light refreshments, and I actually went into various shops and talked with people. I have not seen for a very long time, this has a population of about 3,500 people. This is just outside of Doncaster. And reading this man's interview, he cites a place called Bicester that I know very well. My brother used to live in Tame, just down the road in Buckinghamshire. Now, many years ago when that was built, it had an impact on the area. But it's long fallen out of favour. I have been to that place on numerous occasions and you walk around and it's a ghost town. So, the people of Grantham, I'm appealing to you, get off the lazy boy, get away from the large screen TV, and if you care for your future generation, do not let them build another retail park. We should all be working together. We should be having proper meetings on how we can build Grantham Town Centre back. It's actually a very attractive town centre, I'll have you know. It's one of the few towns that has a green in the centre of it with trees, and I always find that extremely charming about a town. This is a very green area. By the way, you know, just 2 miles from us, we've got Eastern Wall Garden. So, and that's another, that used to be a huge country estate. And it's now reduced, the big house was taken down. There are some other splendid buildings there, but the people there have worked tirelessly and turned it into a fabulous garden, which is visited. And as a matter of fact, people know that if they come to see us, they can walk 2 miles down the road and see them. So they have two places of interest that are diametrically opposite. They can spend the time in a wonderful historic house and they can go to a wonderful historic garden. So I will continue this because I feel very strongly about this. You know, I want to help to save this town. Grantham needs our help. We must never... Look, I said in one program, as individuals, we have more power today than ever before. Let's use it. It's use it or lose it. Let's make a bid for Grantham. No retail park will bring If they're thinking that by bringing people here to some retail park, they'll get them into the town, there is nothing there for them to see. Why would they want to go there? You have to make sure that there is something. You have to make people want to come. You have to have something for them to want to come and see and do. So look, stay with me on these. You know, if we ruin this area, none of this will really matter. For this all to matter, we need to keep Grantham Town. We need to get the best out of it and to have it regenerated. So look, thank you, and please do not be put off by this, because you too may live in a town that's on the threat. And the only way we're going to change the world for the next generation, we now can communicate on a world scale, so we don't have to suffer in silence. Thank you, my friends, and we'll see you on our next voyage. Happy sailing.